Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Just being curious to see if this t-shirt burns out the technology or not. Somebody asked me recently about good or bad portrayals of the law in movies and on television. And somebody jokingly said, Steve, it must drive you crazy to watch movies or TV shows that have legalities in the plot because they so often get them wrong. And, you know, it's one of those things. I actually had to stop watching most things of a legal nature because of that reason. It does drive you crazy when you see people doing things that make no sense, especially if they're lawyers or police officers and so on, or you see courts supposedly doing something crazy. But I mentioned before that my favorite movie, as for how it portrays the legal system, is a movie called Anatomy of a Murder, and I did a whole thing on that. I'll put the link below. But the worst movie ever when it comes to legal stuff, and I'll tell you, there's bad movies out there, but the worst is Double Jeopardy from 1999, starring Ashley Judd and Tommy Lee Jones. By the way, I like both of them. I like Tommy Lee Jones. I like Ashley Judd. The problem with the movie Double Jeopardy is the entire concept of the movie is inside out and backwards. And it makes you wonder how movies get made. Because somebody wrote a screenplay. I'm not going to get... I could obviously pull all the credits off of IMDb. I'm not going to do that right now. I'm simply going to talk about the movie itself. Because somebody wrote a screenplay and brought it to some movie producers and said, let's make this movie. And the producers read the movie, said, oh my gosh, the screenplay, and said, oh my gosh, this would make a great movie. And so then they went out and got some different actors and actresses to agree to be in the movie. They raised the funding to make the movie. They hired a director, cinematographers, the whole shooting match. And they get together and they spend millions of dollars making a movie. And not once did anyone consult with an attorney or even anybody remotely familiar with the law to say, by the way, does this story make sense? Because the story makes absolutely zero sense. I've had people who aren't attorneys ask me, go, Steve, isn't that wrong? And I go, yeah. And I remember the first time I watched it, I read a description and I go, this description must be wrong. And that happens. That happens. I went and saw the movie Bend It Like Beckham when it was first showing at a theater in Royal Oak before, you know, became a cult classic. And the description of the film talked about the lesbian love relationship between two characters who are not lesbians. So somebody else had reviewed the film and seen a very different film than the one I saw. But be that as it may, Double Jeopardy, when I read the description, and here's the plot. A woman gets convicted of murdering her husband. And while she's in prison, rotting away for the rest of her life, she discovers that her husband's actually still alive. He pulled the ultimate scam on her. He got her convicted of murder, put in prison for life, and he's on the outside living his life. Isn't that the greatest thing ever? So that in and of itself would make an interesting movie if you could get that to make sense and have that work out. But here's where it comes in. Somebody explains to Ashley Judd's character that if you get out of prison now, you can actually go and murder your husband. Because they can't put you on trial for murdering your husband, because that would be double jeopardy, which is forbidden by the Constitution, and now is the title of this movie. Except that that's not how double jeopardy works. And the funniest thing of all is that IMDb, Internet Movie Database, is one of the greatest places to look up stuff on movies. And if you see a movie once or twice and you're watching it again and you get bored, go to IMDb and look up the goofs in a movie, and they'll point out everything from plot holes to mistakes the characters make to simply stuff being in the wrong place during the background of a scene they had to reshoot. You know, it's like, for instance, you're watching The Bourne Identity and you look for goofs and it'll go, yeah, in this one particular scene, watch the bag on the table. And every time they cut to a different angle, the bag moves. Like somebody screws up the continuity and they move the bag. Now, most people don't catch those things. That's why it's so fun to read a site like IMDb for this stuff. So I remember when I first saw the movie, I logged into IMDb and I looked to see if anybody had written a goof saying, that's not how Double Jeopardy works. And nobody had. Later on, I went and looked and somebody had. But then I looked again and somebody removed it. And so apparently there's a battle going on the IMDb goofs page about whether or not they should explain the big goof in the movie. And it's funny because it's kind of like Wikipedia. If you go into Wikipedia and correct something, someone who knows more than you will correct it back. And that's why people have asked me, they said, Steve, why do you let topics that you love so dearly get screwed up on Wikipedia? I gave up. So the current description of the goof on IMDb says, Double Jeopardy only applies to crimes tried by the same state or the federal government. If a murder occurred in a different state, it is tried independently of what may have occurred in another state. In practice, if it is discovered that the crime for which a person was convicted did not occur, the conviction would be vacated. But that's not as clear as what you need to know. So if you're ever charged with murder, they'll actually have a charging document that says, you know, you, Steve Leto, are hereby charged with having killed somebody, and it'll lay out all the elements of the crime, including the day it happened, where it happened, and who I'm alleged to have killed. It'll actually say, on August 4th, 2018, you know, and it'll actually explain where in the county, in the village of this, in the county of this, in the state of Michigan. Because all of those things are elements of the crime. And the elements of the crime are as specific as when the murder occurred. So if Ashley Judd's character was convicted of murdering her husband, that murder would have been on a distinct day or time frame at one point in time. She gets put on trial. She goes to prison. She busts out of prison, okay, because she wants to kill her husband. She tracks down her husband, and the plan is that she's going to kill him because by doing that, she can get away with it because that's double jeopardy. You can't be tried for the same crime twice, right? Except this would be a separate crime because the guy would have gotten killed at a different date, different time, different place. The only thing similar would be the person, but obviously if you killed him here, you couldn't have killed him here. So the state would be allowed to try you for the second crime. They'd simply say, oh, the first crime never occurred. It was a mistake. We're sorry. They'd vacate that sentence and they'd simply retry you here. And your defense would be, you can't try me for the same crime twice. I've already been convicted of killing my husband. They'd say, no, you were convicted of killing your husband last year. Your husband wasn't killed. We vacated that crime. Boom, we got a brand new crime. You killed your husband here. So the entire plot of the movie makes zero sense. And I believe the way they finally worked it out in the end is that she winds up killing him in a way that could be construed as self-defense. But of course, to get to that point, she'd already committed a whole bunch of crimes, including being a felon in possession of a handgun, breaking out of prison, believe it or not, that's actually illegal. Surprise, surprise. And she committed a bunch of other crimes as well. So whether or not she killed the guy in self-defense, they very well could have tried her for all these other crimes that preceded that. So anyways, when people ask me, they go, Steve, what's the dumbest legal movie you've ever seen? It would be Double Jeopardy 1999 with Tommy Lee Jones and Ashley Judd. And like I said, how that movie got made without somebody saying, is that really how that works? Because if you think about it, if I robbed a bank and I got tried for it and convicted, I broke out, I could just keep robbing that bank over and over again. Couldn't try me again for it. I've already been convicted. That was my dumb guy laugh. Yeah, you can see the problem there. And I know what you're saying, but there's a difference because if you're charged with murdering somebody, you can only murder somebody once. Double Jeopardy doesn't say in the cases of murder, you can't be tried twice. It says specifically, you know, nothing like that. So the point is, Double Jeopardy, 1999, the worst legal movie ever made. There's others that came close, such as The Pelican Brief, which has problems all its own, but we won't go there. So somebody asked, that's the answer. Questions or comments, put them below the list. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.